And here on KBRB Ainsworth, Nebraska, it's time for us to get a Nebraska State Track and Field Championship preview, as we have a lot of area athletes that will be participating at Omaha Burke Stadium, classes C and D Friday and Saturday. And we are joined by head coach of the Ainsworth Track and Field, Jake Nelson. And coach, able to send eight to the State Track and Field Championship, looks like five girls and three boys. As we mentioned in our preseason interview, we were hoping to get at least this amount of number, eight or better, and looks like right on par for your team.
Yeah, we were kind of expecting to get these eight there and thought we'd have some really good shots at some others, and we ended up close, but that district was really tough. If you really look at it this way, there were six girls in the 100 hurdles that qualified from our district, the top six. So when you have something like that, that's just making it tough in every event. And we had a couple that were close. They competed really well and finished the season nice. Just came up short. But getting eight different kids in 14 events is a pretty good accomplishment for us.
Yeah, Class C5 district. I tell you what, if you want to know where you're at in the state of Nebraska, it was not only that event that you just talked about in the hurdles, but they take in the individuals, they take the next six qualifying after the two that automatically qualify in numerous events. You have people from the C5, including in the long jump for the second year in a row, five long jumpers, and the girls will be transferring over to the state from that C5 district.
Oh, yeah. Almost every event had at least one or two extra qualifier from our district. It's just kind of a testament to how tough that district was.
Well, you have some repeat attendees for the girls, and you had some school records broken, and you also have some people that return as medalists. And let's first of all talk about Caitlin Nelson back in the discus and the shot put.
Yeah, Caitlin coming off a pretty strong performance in both the shot put and discus. You know, last year she was the runner-up in the discus, popped one really good throw out there, and she's perfectly capable of doing that again. There's two throwers in state that have really been throwing really well consistently. So, we'd probably be really happy with a third. Discus is such a tough event depending on when and how it comes out. But then this year she's sitting a lot better for shot put. We're looking at, she has a really good chance at getting second. And I've had some girls in the same position she is right now end up state champions as well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Eden Raymond made her mark at districts, and her final jumps of a senior year at districts will now transfer to the state tournament with a 35 feet 9 1/4 school record.
Oh, yeah. Eden's got more left in her, too. She's had a scratch earlier this year that's probably even further than any of those jumps. And we know it's there, so you'll get a little bit extra adrenaline if we can keep her on the board and just kind of keep that technique improving like it has. I think we can see a big one to bring home a medal for her as well.
And another returner, Cameron Gucci, who go back for the second year in a row, finding that automatic qualifying spot in one of the top six there in long jump.
Yeah, once again, that she got that qualifying just like last year. And last year, it was the first time down there. Jumping and throwing have always been, in my opinion, toughest at district, at state, the first time you're there, because this is such a different atmosphere. And this year she's going to be more prepared for it. So, we've been talking about how if she can just get a good, clean board and get height, she's got the ability to pop off a big one and probably pull out of that first flight and possibly get some points in a medal.
And then we have a couple of youngsters that will be participating in the distance, sophomore Catherine Kerrigan, and a first-time attendee is a freshman and Emma Kennedy.
Yeah, both of these have potential of coming away with medals as well. We decided to kind of just get them going after one event so they can go all out. And Catherine ran at state last year, and she ran a time at a conference that would be good enough to get her a medal down at state. So if we can have a repeat performance of that, just get after one, then I think she's going to be able to come away with some hardware. And even though this is Emma's first time down, she has competed in several at the junior high track meet, so that kind of helps you get prepared a little bit. But she's just good enough of a competitor that she's going to go out there and she's going to run hard. She may end up passing out as she's crossing the line, but she's going to give everything. I'm expecting a medal from her as well.
So again, out of your 5-4 returning to state from last year, Emma Kennedy, a freshman this year, qualifying, and now you send back three boys that have chances of bringing home medals in numerous events out of those three boys. Let's talk about, first of all, your seniors, and we'll go with Ty Schleter in the distance.
Oh, yeah, Ty, I think we're looking at some good points and good medals from him. Last year he ran the 2 mile and did really well and came away with, I think, the third place, if I remember right. And this year I'm looking at, you know, being able to get after that 2 mile again, and we'll be reasonable. I don't think anybody in any class except for Class A is touching Necker from Hardington Cedar Catholic, so we're going to go out there and go for second place and then hopefully have enough. And I think he'll have enough that the next day he should be able to kind of get a repeat performance in the mile. Maybe the mile he'll be able to get him. So I'm hoping for 16 points out of him. You know, if we get a gold on that mile, that would be pretty sweet finish to it.
Now let's check in with Caleb Allen, another senior back at the state track and field championships. He qualified in the triple jump as he was second at districts, and then he was fast enough to pull himself into those final couple spots in the hurdles in the 110 and 300.
Oh, yeah, the 300 is the one that we've been talking about since last year, that's going to be his one that he really has a chance at getting a nice medal, because he barely missed out on finals last year, and he finished with a great race with that and got himself sitting sixth coming into state. So, you know, if he comes out and has a couple more runs like he did, he's gonna be walking home with a medal there. Triple jump, he finally kind of hit some of those same positions, started figuring out some timing a little bit, and I think he's going to improve a little bit more even. I think he's going to be able to pull out a medal performance in the triple jump. The 110 hurdles, you know, he really squeaked in there. We were really surprised. That's just kind of icing on the cake, and he's got nothing to lose. So go out and just run as hard as you can and see what can happen. And, you know, I think he's got the talent to be able to get the finals and get a medal with that.
Well, and then your final competitor, who's been having some mixed emotions the last couple of weeks, a lot of thing going on in the young sophomore's head, Carter Nelson. We thought maybe 4 events. He does make it in 3 events. And one of the events that was a good surprise, I think, throughout the year, Coach, I know you know him as your son, but the way he runs the 200-meter dash, one of those, and then a couple of field events.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and my opinion, he hasn't even put together a full 200 yet. He's either slipped out of blocks or ran a bad curve. So, you know, hopefully we can get him running a good curve here. And every time he's run it, he's chased somebody down, and he's going to have the fastest guy with the fastest time in state just inside of him. So hopefully he doesn't come off the curve too much behind him and get a chance to chase him down. But that's something that he's taking a lot of pride in is sprints this year. So we're kind of really thinking that we might be able to get a good placing there as well. And then the 2 vertical jumps, the pole vault and high jump, you know, it's going to be tough competition, and he's the defending champion, but there's kids that have gone 6'9 and 6'10 in Class C as well. So that could be maybe the most exciting event in all classes in any event at this track meet. And pole vault, you know, there's, with him, it's just a matter of if he's going to hit things right, he could get a pretty high medal there as well. So I'm kind of excited to see what ends up happening with that. You know, we were thinking it was going to be tough figuring out scheduling with a pole vault and a discus at the same time. It ended up being that we don't have to worry about that this year. We'll have, you know, hopefully next year we'll get back to that. But, you know, a sophomore going in pretty high ranked in 3 different events, we will, you know, see what we can get. And along with the other 2 boys, with, you know, we got a potential of possibly coming back home if we really have a great meet of bringing a trophy with us.
Well, one thing you didn't mention with Carter is he does compete in that high jump. Some kids going 6'9", 6'10". I was able to watch it live in person at O'Neill, but he tied in the record in Class C at 7 foot. So barring, knock on wood here, him trying to battle through injuries that we know of, that maybe he could see himself up there again around that 7 foot mark in the high jump.
Yeah, he's got the springs to do it. His timing and his form has been off a little bit. So, if we can get it all tied back together, I think he's definitely got the potential of going over that 7 foot again. So, hopefully, we find out and see what it looks like, and hopefully we all get to see that on Friday morning.
Well, and it is going to be an early start for you guys on Friday morning. I know I have a jumper that's going to be jumping at 9:30 in the morning, so an early start Friday morning for the Bulldogs.
Yep, we started Friday morning, and it stretches out through the full day, so that's something that we're not really used to, so... kids will be fresh, and hopefully we can keep them from getting bothered by the sun and weather too much.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you, your assistant coaches, there, and also your athletes participating this weekend at State Track and Field.
All right, thank you very much.
And that is Coach Jake Nelson for the Ainsworth Bulldogs Track and Field. Again, they participate Friday and Saturday at Omaha Burke Stadium.